In reshuffling the White House staff, President Bush last week nominated Rob Portman, who is currently the top U.S. trade negotiator, to become White House budget director. He will succeed Josh Bolton, who became White House chief of staff. To find out why the president made this move in particular and what Mr. Portman faces in this new job, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Rob Portman has been U.S. Trade Representative for 11 months, and you might say just 11 months. Why is the president moving him now out of that job?
Well, I think for two reasons. One is the president is clearly trying to reinvigorate his presidency, and moving people around is a way to show that he's addressing some issues. But I think secondly is Rob Portman is well suited for the budget director job. He was in Congress for 13 years. He was a lobbyist for President Bush's father. And right now, the big issue in the budget is, can you get Democrats and particularly Republicans to do anything? And I think Portman is seen as very skilled at that.
Congress comes back this week. In terms of the budget and taxes, what do you see happening?
Well, one of Mr. Portman's tasks is going to be to help get the White House and Republicans and a few Democrats, if they can get them, to finish last year's presidential agenda, to extend the capital gains and dividend tax cuts, to fix this alternative minimum tax that's come a kind of parallel income tax, to figure out how much money to put into the Katrina aid and to aid farmers. All these things are sort of stuck in Congress, and they need some help getting them out.
Well, given, though, that he's just been appointed, how much leverage or power does he have?
Well, you're right, he's just been appointed, and of course he'll have to be confirmed by the Senate. But the big question, though, is whether he can use the remaining 2.5 years of the president's term to deal with the really fundamental budget issues. The government has made promises to pay benefits, retirement and health care benefits, that the current tax structure simply can't finance.
And that seems like a tall order.
Well, it is a tall order. I mean, the government spends $7 billion every day. 2/3 of that goes for interest and these entitlement or benefit programs. And as the population ages, as more baby boomers retire, as health care costs go up, it's essentially eating the federal budget alive. And so far, Mr. Bush has succeeded in doing nothing but making the problem worse. His major contribution has been to cut taxes, which means less revenue, and to increase the size of the unfunded Medicare program by pushing the Medicare prescription drug program. Even the president's budget describes this as unsustainable. The question is, how do you get the political consensus to do something about it?
Do you have any sense of what Rob Portman's strategy would be?
Well, he hasn't shown his hand yet, but in the end, the question is whether Mr. Portman can manage Mr. Bush to make some concessions, perhaps talking about tax increases, sufficient to get Democrats, whose support is definitely needed, to talk about cutting benefits. I don't think that's going to happen before the 2006 elections, but I think that Mr. Portman has to be thinking about, how do I get these two sides to the table so maybe we can deal with something before it's too late.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.